brought to you almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It sips, suds, and smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. It's sippin' time.
Hey, yes, it's sippin' time. Welcome to this Sips episode where everything good in life is worth discussing. As always, we are the best thing on at 2 a.m.
You know, I had a friend tell me to start watching the Witcher series on Netflix.
Never heard of it.
Swords, sorceries, and boobies. Pretty good.
Is that on at 2 a.m.?
That's whenever I want to watch.
Well, then we're still the best thing on at 2 a.m. Then.
You can read the books, too. I started reading the books.
Yeah, like you read.
Read. Come on, man.
He does audiobooks.
Yeah. That's as close as he gets to reading a book. Please.
Actually, I get the Broward County Library app, Libby. You can download the audiobook, and you can also get the actual ebook. You do both.
Are we kidding? We know the books he reads. And most
library
of them,
apps, man. Use them. They're free.
Most of the books he reads have big-ass cat in it with a striped hat. I'm just saying.
Those are magazines, not
books. Those are books, yeah.
Do they still make those nudie magazines? I mean, we have the internet.
What are you talking about?
I thought you were talking. Oh.
He's talking about children's books.
Well, he said cat. I went somewhere else.
Yeah, I'm sure you did.
He's thinking about the cat in the hat. I don't know where you went.
Sick. Twisted individual.
Meow, meow.
All right. Hey, that ankle monitor of his is going off again. So, this is Madman Bob joining me today. Good old boy, Justin.
Good morning, Bob, and the rest of the crew.
Madman Maury.
Good morning. Excited for another damp, drippy day in the basement.
Pete O'Harm.
Good morning to everyone out there except Bob.
Yeah.
Miserable morning to Bob.
I don't know where his mind's at sometimes. Well, this sip segment is all about wine, distilled spirits, tea, coffee, and other things we can drink. And this is a wine episode. And here are the wines we're going to be discussing today. We have the 2020 Odette Reserve Chardonnay Napa Valley. We have the 2018 Adaptation Cabernet Sauvignon Napa Valley. The 2021 Neal Family Vineyards Rutherford Dust Vermentino. The 2018 Neal Family Vineyards Cabernet Sauvignon Napa Valley. The 2019 Larkmead Firebell Napa Valley. The 2019 Larkmead Solari Napa Valley. And the 2013 Larkmead Solari Napa Valley.
Woohoo. Vertical tasting today. So, multiple vintages. Yep.
So, yeah, that's nice. So we're going to have Justin tell us all about our sips ratings against my better judgment.
Buckle up.
Hear me now and believe me later.
Nope. I'm out. Just call me when he's done. I'm putting my microphone down.
One sip. Give me a glass of water to wash out my mouth.
Gangadine, water. Gangadine, drink water. Drink water.
I quit.
Get to the chopper.
Get to the chopper. Two sips. Nice, but what else do you have?
Well, isn't that nice?
You're making fun of the ex-governor of the state where this wine was all made. They're probably going to come beat you.
Oh, for sure.
I'm sorry.
It's just, wow.
Three sips. Interesting, but what was this again?
Interesting.
Mm-mm.
Four sips. Let's keep this secret. Oh, go ahead.
Make no, the sound. No, you do it, and then we play the sound. It's only 10 years, Justin. Yeah.
He's not been doing this for 10 years. He's been six, right?
Yeah,
about four.
6 years.
6 years.
Let's keep this secret to ourselves. Pour me another.
That's classified.
Five sips.
Hear me now and listen to me later? Yeah.
Oh my, I was unaware anything could be this good.
Oh my goodness!
Yes! Yes! Yes!
I'm going to get a sound clip of him from that movie where he was in Mars. You'll get your ass to Mars. I'm going to get that one because there's a point where they have him hooked up the machine and he's going, ah! And it still sounds better than what he's doing. Oh, Lord, have mercy. All right. straight into the toilet. Went 5 minutes and 22 seconds in. All right, so let's see if we can salvage this. Maury, why don't you tell us about Odette Estate?
It'd be my pleasure, Bob. Thank you. The 45-acre estate, which would become Odette Estate, was originally purchased by the Stelzner family in 1964. After purchasing the property, Richard and Christine Stelzner converted the open land to vineyards in 1970 and sold the grapes on property through their own vineyard management company. In 1977, the Stelzners realized the potential of their Stag's Leap district property and decided to make their own wine. But in 2011, the time had come for them to pass the torch, and the Stelzners sold the winery and surrounding vineyards to Gavin Newsom, Gordon Getty, and John Conover, the founders of the Plumpjack Group, joining Plumpjack and Cade as their third winery in the valley. Many of you may recognize the name Gavin Newsom.
The governator,
the current governor. But let me tell you, these three vineyards, the Plumpjack, the Cade, and Odette Group, oh my God.
Yeah.
Everything is fantastic from them.
They do make some fantastic wines. I didn't realize Gordon Getty was involved with them as well. Yeah,
that's your Getty money.
You're thinking of Gordon Gekko, knucklehead. Wrong one. Keep moving on.
Okay, thank you.
Not like J. Paul Getty?
No.
Oh.
Yeah.
The first wine of the day will be the Odette Reserve, Napa Valley Cabernet. Reserve Napa Valley Chardonnay 2020, 100% Chardonnay, coming in at 14.8% ABV. This wine is crafted from the famed Hudson Ranch off Henry Road in the Carneros AVA of Napa Valley. Dry and warm conditions throughout the summer and into the beginning of the fall led to an early harvest. The grapes were hand-picked at night and arrived at the winery before sunrise to ensure that fruit purity, aromatics, and freshness were retained. The grapes were 100% whole cluster pressed on a very gentle 4-hour cycle. The juice was immediately racked to French oak barrels, 70% of which were new, where both native primary and malolactic fermentation took place for over 24 weeks. Each individual barrel was surely aged for 16 months and kept separate until the final selections were ultimately determined. So this is a beautifully well-crafted wine. It's got a beautiful light straw color. On the nose, it's just deliciousness. Everything you'd expect from a Chardonnay, you've got all kinds of notes of creme brulee and vanilla and brioche.
Toast.
On the palate, brioche, white peach, lemon curd, roasted nuts, a little hint of salinity. It's just beautiful. It's got that nice, buttery, rounded mouthfeel. It's palate coating. It's voluptuous. It's everything you want in a Chardonnay. The finish is long and just goes on and on. This is a really phenomenal Chardonnay. I've not had this one before, and I must admit I'm slightly biased against the reserve Chardonnays. They tend to be over-oaked and not quite ready to drink as young as they're designed for longevity and aging. But this reserve Chardonnay is just checks all the boxes. I just find it phenomenal, and I really can't say enough good things. It's probably one of the best whites we've had on this show in quite some time.
This is not my style of white wine at all, yet I freaking loved it. It's not over the top buttery cougar juice like I would normally call this stuff, because it's actually more balanced than that.
Oh, it's much more balanced. Yeah,
this is like you were saying, it's buttered toast. The oak spice is there. It's like freshly baked brioche right out of the oven. And I got toasted almonds on the nose as well. And it's like warm hazelnuts and almonds. And then on the palate, you said brioche and peach. And then I also got lots of roasted nuts. It's a little oily on the palate.
Mm. It does have a little bit of oiliness.
Yeah. All that mallow. And normally I don't like this much mallow, but this is so balanced with the fruit that it's undeniably delicious.
Really did a beautiful job.
You can keep drinking this. You keep coming back to it. It's not like it won't be like, I've had one glass, I'm done, I'm full. This is refreshing and gorgeous. The fruit just shines through. What about you, Justin? What do you think?
So normally when I drink a white wine, I like to drink it pretty quick right out of the fridge before I taste it.
But yeah, this you're drinking one the wrong white wine.
Very good. Initially, I got like
Frau Milch, most likely.
Yeah. In the beginning, I got bread yeast and orange peel on the nose. And then after it warmed up, it was like this beautiful butter bomb. And then on the palate, I got like brioche and lemon curd and
lemon curd. I can't go. It's so much lemon curd on the palate, on the nose. It's all there.
And the finish was just so smooth. And this just kept getting better
the more
it opened up.
Yeah.
So
just sitting there on the glass.
Yeah, it was initially a little, go run an errand and then start drinking this.
But you got to let it really warm up nicely because the flavors really just jump right out of the glass.
Even super cold, it was nice and drinkable.
Oh, very good. It was much more so than others.
As you let this warm up, oh my God, this is just silky, divine wine. What do you think, Bob?
It's fantastic. I mean, what more can you say?
Does this mean we're cougars?
It's like eating like a lemon curd pastry, like a lemon cream pastry. It's got a little bit of salinity to it. It's got just a slight bit of minerality on the end of the palate.
Mm-hmm.
On the nose, I get just that yeasty brioche. Get lemon peel.
It's toasted almonds, man. Like toasted almonds.
A little bit of dried hay. I mean, it's just so well done. It's just beautiful wine. Absolutely beautiful wine. This is one of the best Chardonnays I've had in a while.
Plump Jack also makes a great Chardonnay. People just put their nose up in their ear for because they only want the Cabernet or the Merlot.
Oh, no. I love their whites. I think the Plump Jack Chard is fantastic. In fact, they make it with both a Stelvin closure and a cork. Yeah.
Well, that being said, we're going to be rating the Odette Reserve Napa Valley Chardonnay 2020, an extremely well-deserved 5 sips.
Oh my goodness!
Yes! 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 Yes!
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising, glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love.
Hey, and we're back, and we just finished talking about the absolutely stellar Odette Estate Reserve Chardonnay 2020. A well-deserved 5 sips. So we're going to move on to our next wine. We're going to have Arm tell us about that one.
Thanks a lot, Bob. The 2018 adaptation Cabernet Sauvignon Napa Valley is 80% Cab, 18% Merlot, 2% Petite Syrah. The ABV is 14.6%. Lower than normal temperatures in late 2018 without the threat of rain allowed for extra hang time for harvest in late September, stretching out over the next 4 weeks. The grapes came from Ink Grade Vineyard on the backside of Howell Mountain, the Oso Vineyard, which is very close to the proximity to Odette's own estate vineyard in the Stag's Leap District, Bluetooth Vineyard down the road from Odette in Oak Knoll.
I get great reception there.
And Las Amigas, yes. Everything works better.
It's amazing. Yeah, I mean, everything links up as soon as I go in that vineyard. That's like, wow.
Works. Yeah. Las Amigas Vineyard in Carneros. And the fermentation was in small, fully jacketed stainless steel fermenters. After 48 hours of cold soak at 55 degrees Fahrenheit, maceration lasts for 8 to 14 days at a maximum temperature of 92 degrees Fahrenheit. Malolactic fermentation took place in barrel and finished up in late winter. The wine was aged in 50% new oak barrels and 50% once-filled oak barrels with a minimal racking of 18 months before bottling. This is a rich, opaque ruby that's almost inky black. And on the nose, I got tons of plum and creme de cassis and flowers, like some violets and some other red and blue flowers. And on the palate, let's see, try again. Medium to full bodied, really fine tannin, lots of black cherry and cassis. Those violets, those flowers on the nose come back on the palate. Silky mouthfeel, but the tannins give you a good enough grip to know that this wine's going to last a while. The finish was medium, and I really enjoyed it. What do you think, Bob?
I think it's a lovely wine. It's got some really nice structure to it. It's got a great nose. It's just, to me, it's blackberries and plums.
I really don't get the blackberry.
It's like very tip of the nose.
Okay. Plum, definitely plum.
Yeah. A little bit of a floral edge on it. Mm. But on the palate, it's just dark red fruit, dark cherries, some old leather. It's got a great mouthfeel to it. Very silky. Goes down very easy. Oh, an absolutely lovely wine. I expected no less from Adaptation. What did you think, Justin?
So I got a lot of the notes you got on the nose. I got
you keep this. Reading my paper. Stop.
That's he's why cheating. You're
getting him. Yeah.
Early morning.
Mr. Howell, he's cheating.
I'm turning him in.
Early morning, wet forest floor. On the palate, I got a really smooth start. It got intense, and then it just eases off very nicely. On the finish, 2018 was a great year for Napa Valley cabs and blends with heavy cab components. The weather was suitable, and it's a really big yield year, so you should be able to find a lot of the 2018s out there. So I like this one, and you know, keep an eye out. If you're going to try a wine you haven't tried before and it's a Napa, try the 2018.
Adaptation 2018 is excellent. And there's nothing wrong with it, but if you could find the 2016 or 17, it's even better.
Oh, nice.
I have to tell you, I've been carrying this wine for forever. There's the new label from the previous adaptations. The previous ones are like a very outstanding. They stood out on the shelf, big red
flower
art.
Like a flower,
yeah. Yeah, like a carnation or
Where's
something.
Where's the new bottle?
The new bottle is very plain, very elegant.
Yeah, it's a little bit more...
Restrained.
That's a good way of putting
so
it.
So this, by the way, Adaptation is Odette's second label. So the grapes that just don't quite make the cut for the Odette cab. The Odette cab is about twice the price of this. But still, for this is as a second label, is quite good. Maury, what'd you think?
Yeah, no, Harm, as much as I hate to admit it, we're on one of those days again today where I thought that everything you said about 10 minutes ago was spot on. I agreed with everything you said on the color, on the nose.
Is there some reason we have him on the show at all?
yeah, it's a shock. But he actually, you know, they say even a blind squirrel gets a nut now and then, and Harmeen nailed it. He got it right today. And I have to give credit where credit is due.
I was talking about you if you're just saying you're going to say everything he does, and we can just skip you from now on.
No, I'm just saying that for once he actually got it right. I actually agree with him.
We save a lot of time. Yes.
I've been drinking Odette for years. This is really
this is a really lovely wine. I think this wine is delicious. It's very enjoyable. It was ready to drink right from the get-go, and it's evolved beautifully in the glass. The time and the air has done it wonders, and you can't go wrong with it.
No, Pump Jack Group, they don't make bad wine.
No.
Period. I mean, all of their estates, they don't make bad wine. So, you know, when you get something from them, even if it's a second label, you know it's going to be quality.
And their reserve wines, like the Cade Reserve, just you see them. Don't be upset by the price. Some of them can reach a couple hundred bucks or more, but if you find them, you know that they're worth every penny.
Well, think about poor Governor Newsom. You know how expensive it is to charge up your Tesla there in California? It's true. Good Lord. There's like $9 a gallon.
Adaptation is, I think, is one of their most, that's their most reasonably priced red. It's under 50, it's usually about 50, 60 bucks.
Yeah, and well worth it. So we're going to be rating the 2018 Adaptation Cabernet Sauvignon Napa Valley a well-deserved 4 sips.
That's classified.
So that takes us on to our next winery, which is Neal Family Vineyards. So Jack and Athene Neal met on a blind date right before Jack went off to serve in the Korean War as a medic. When he returned from the war, he went directly to meet Athene in a hired limo, proposed, and the rest is history. They moved to Napa in the early 60s, creating a home, family, and business in Rutherford. In 1968, they started Jack Neal Vineyard Management after working for other nearby farmers for years. Thus began the family's deep organic farming roots in Napa Valley. Mark Neal, their son, grew up working on the family farm on Mee Lane in Rutherford, where they grew walnuts and grapes. And he began driving a tractor at age 8 and took out a loan to buy it from his dad at age 9 and paid it off fully by the time he was 14. So, yeah, that's an enterprising guy. He's been a pioneer of the organic farming movement, certifying his family's vineyards organic in 1984. Mark and his dad started making wine together when he was 14 and thus began his journey in winemaking. The garage wine that they produced was for personal consumption, but this would soon change when Mark bought his first property in Rutherford in 79 at 20 years old. In 1990, Mark, seeing the sun above the fog on the Valley Floor, purchased a property in the Howell Mountain AVA. In 1998, he produced his first wine, a Cabernet Sauvignon, from his first property in Rutherford, producing 360 cases. The following year, he built the Howell Mountain Winery, bringing his father's dream to life. So the first wine we're going to taste is the 2021 Neal Family Vineyards Rutherford Dust Vermentino. It's 100% Vermentino, 100% Rutherford AVA, 100% estate grown, 100% certified organically farmed, 24% barrel fermentation, 12% new French oak, ABV is 14.5%. So Vermentino is a grape that a lot of people aren't really familiar with. It's an Italian variety. It's grown mostly in Sardinia in Corsica. And it's also grown in Piedmont, where it goes by a different name of Favorita. So the color on this is sort of pale.
I did not know about the Favorita. Mm-hmm. You're teaching me stuff, Bob. Thank you.
We try. It's a nice light straw color. This is just one little corner of the vineyard. Justin and I got lucky enough to go visit there a few months ago, and a beautiful estate. Had the most lovely dog there, who unfortunately passed away shortly after we were there. But oh, what a love.
Suspiciously sweetheart. After you were there.
Oh, let me tell you, he followed us around the whole time we were there. Yeah. And he was ready. I'm like, I'm taking him back to the hotel. And he was getting in the car.
Yeah.
I mean, I was like, oh, you're coming with me, buddy. We're going to be here for 3 or 4 days, and you're going to be with me everywhere we go.
He didn't know there was a winery. He just thought a lot of people came to visit him because he was huge. Awesome.
Yeah. He had no idea he was at a winery. That's what he said. It's like, oh, somebody else is coming to visit me. I'm the most popular dog on Howell Mountain.
Right.
So, but a lovely pale straw color to it. It's got a little bit of a nectarine. It's got kind of a sweet apple to it.
I get like a little smoke on the nose too.
Mm. Smoke.
Really? Maybe the barrel char. Maybe it's the oak. Maybe it's the oak that's coming out.
It's got a lovely feel to it. It's a very rounded wine, very full wine. There's a good bit of citrus in this. There's a good bit of lemon peel in it. It's got a nice minerality to it, but it's not overpowering. A little bit of like citrus cream. Got a nice mouthfeel to it. They just did this one for fun, and I think that's what it is. I think it's a fun wine, and again, by the pool, this thing would be awesome. What'd you think, Justin?
I really enjoyed it. I got cedar on the nose, some very light plums on the palate. I got some lemon curd, chicken pot pie crust, panna cotta. The finish, it was medium, and it was slightly bitter when we opened it, but there's no bitterness on the finish after it's aired out. What'd you think, Maury?
I liked it. I liked it quite a lot. I thought it was a delightful wine. It's a nice afternoon poolside sipper. Again, it's light. It's refreshing. I got a lot of white nectarine and apple on the nose and on the palate. Again, the minerality, it was just really citrusy, light, refreshing. Again, not a grape a lot of people are familiar with, but if you see it, pick it up. It's enjoyable. You can't go wrong. And it's a very fun and playful wine. I would agree with Bob. It's a fun and playful wine. Who would come up
with a Vermentino on Howell Mountain? That's right. That, you know what that is? That's, I got a plot, you know, something else might grow there. Out of hell with it. Let me just, Let me pick something out of the catalog. What am so I?
Vermentino from Italy, I tend to have, I've had before, tends to not get any new oak. It's always neutral or stainless steel.
Yeah.
The fact that this has 12% new French oak gives it another dimension.
Just so enough.
If you're familiar with Vermentino from Italy, you should pick this up as well to give it a taste. I got a lot of toasted almond on the finish as well. It's quite nice. It's different. Very round.
Yeah, it's
different. A different style from the Italian.
It's a little bit unique and fun.
Yeah, I think if you did it in, like, say, 50% new oak, it would just be way too much. No, it would just completely overpower. But I think he did it. He hit the nail right on the head. He just got enough of that oak in there to give it that fullness and that roundness. An extremely well-made wine from a nice little family. You can make it round
with Sir Lee fermentation as well, but I like what they did.
Yeah.
I like what they
did. Well, you could do that. You get the roundness from that, but you'd also get the other factors. You get it with the Sir Lee, so... But a fun wine, really enjoyable. So we're going to be rating the Neal Family Vineyards Rutherford Dust Vermentino. Well-deserved three sips. So let's have Maury tell us about our second wine from the folks at Neal Family.
Thank you, Bob. The next wine is the 2018 Neal Family Vineyards Cabernet Sauvignon Napa Valley. It is 100% Cabernet Sauvignon and 100% Napa Valley AVA. It is 100% estate grown and 100% certified organically farmed. It has been aged for 16 months in 60% new French oak, and it clocks in at 14.6% ABV. The grapes have been sourced from the Neal family's own Howell Mountain Estate, as well as the Rutherford Dust Estate vineyards. Again, it's got a deep, dark, inky...
black like my heart.
Black color. Like,
well, if you had like, one, yeah.
Yeah, like the heart that Harmeet might have once had.
Yeah. Garnet to the point of being black.
Yeah. If he was to actually purchase a new heart, it would definitely be this color.
Do they still make those Jarvik hearts? There's a...
I don't know. That's a good question.
But it'd be fun to put one in you and see what happens.
See if you can pump some blood.
There's a lot going on the nose. There's black fruit.
There's tons graphite, of spice in here, which I spice. Love.
There's pepper. There's a little bit of a lot of things. And then you put it in your mouth and on the palate, just wow. Red and black fruit. A lot of savory characters. There's some fine cocoa and light tannins.
I'm telling you, you're missing is Indian spices. I'm getting toasted cumin and anise.
I did not get the cumin.
You just didn't wash your hands after lunch.
Lovely wine, medium to long finish, very well made. I thought it was delicious. Harm, tell me what you think.
I mean, you hit the main notes, but the spices and the woodiness. On the nose, I got sandalwood.
But I didn't have curry for lunch, and I washed my hands.
I had the same lunch you did, dude. We made po' boys. Salami and turkey. It was all right. And we used yellow mustard, which is, I'm just disappointed in Bob that we had yellow mustard. What's with the good, there's no good deli mustard today?
Not wasting on you.
Whatever. Anyway, anywho, as they say in the vernacular, I got sandalwood. I got toasted anise. I got cumin, hints of mint, lots of black fruit, like you said. But underneath that, it's those layers of those savory herbs, those spices, the sandalwood. It's just gorgeous. A little bit of rose petal almost as well.
No, I didn't find the rose petal.
Just a hint. And then on the palate, just like you said, that powdered cocoa, it's all there. The tannins are more silky than I was expecting.
Mm-hmm.
They're very good. Justin?
So I found the nose was like vibrant, luscious, dark fruit.
No, nice, we're not talking about your nose. We're talking about the wine.
Right, that too.
Okay, just making
and,
sure.
And this just begs.
I thought you were still talking about the dog at the winery.
Hmm. This just begs.
It was cold.
For like
it was a good dog.
A lamb sog curry, so good. And there was some turmeric in there. So there was some Indian spices. I just got different ones than
lamb sog. It's lamb and spinach.
Lamb sog. Yep.
He's got the turmeric, and I don't get turmeric, but cumins are nice.
What'd you think, Bob?
I think you're both out of your minds.
That's what I was thinking, but Jesus. Thank you for somebody.
It's a lovely wine.
I'll stop by my mom's house and get some lamb sog.
It's so well balanced and so well made. Again, when we tried it, I was looking at it, you're expecting a tannin bomb, but it's the tannins are there, but they're not up in your face. You know, dark red fruit. There's lots of cocoa powder on the back end for me. I get that slight hit of the mint. I get a little bit of that sandalwood.
Yeah, definitely. Mm. I love cabs that have that sandalwood edge to them. I just really enjoy that.
Just an extremely lovely wine. And, you know, drinks so well already. You know, give it a few more years, probably will continue to improve. But right now, don't be afraid to open this one. You're not going to be
disappointed. It's 5 years old now. You're at the edge of
drinkability.
This is perfect as a start, but give it years if you want. Buy a bunch. Let hold it.
Yeah, fantastic wine. So we're going to be rating the 2018 Neal Family Vineyards Rutherford or Neal Family Vineyards Cabernet Sauvignon Napa Valley a well-deserved 4 sips.
That's classified.
So we're going to have Justin tell us a little bit about our next winery.
In 1851, Charles Hitchcock, an army surgeon, moved from North Carolina to San Francisco with his wife Martha and their spirited daughter Lily. Lily was later dramatically rescued from a fire in San Francisco by the Knickerbocker No. 5 Fire Company. This experience made her a lifelong and passionate supporter of the San Francisco Fire Department, even signing her name with No. 5 after it for the rest of her life. She was made an honorary member of the fire company and the only woman in America to have that honor at that time, which earned her the nickname Fire Bell Lil. Lil lived by her own rules and challenged the conventions of the day by drinking bourbon, smoking cigars, playing poker, and driving a team of 6 horses. These antics, combined with her intellect, placed her among the most famous women in America at that time. In an effort to tame her spirit, she was ordered to live at the Hitchcock Family Napa Valley Country Estate to learn to quiet down. Lily, which I'm sure did not work. Lily named her new home Larkmead after the meadowlarks in the area and regularly invited her artists and intellectual friends to gather and share ideas in a series of salons. She was the one to plant the first vineyard on the property, and we'll talk more about it after the break.
It's not just the destination, but baby, the whole elation riding down this lover's avenue. As slow as a willow blows, or as fast as the whirlwind grows, we glide beneath the stars in cobalt blue. Look to the left, to the right. Keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Hey, and we're back, and Justin's still telling us a little bit about the Larkmead Winery.
So the property was subsequently leased by the Salmina family in 1895 and purchased outright by them in 1903. The winery was expanded in 1906 and run by the family until Felix Salmina's death in 1940, and the family sold Larkmead Vineyards to a Chicago-based bottler and distributor, Bragno and Company, in 1943. The property was later sold to National Distillers, and then in 1948, the property was purchased by Larry and Polly Solari. The property was eventually passed down to their daughter, Kate Solari Baker, and her late husband, Cam Baker. Kate is an acclaimed artist known for her pastel landscapes and multimedia pieces, and her work is also displayed throughout the estate. In 2005, they built the first phase of a new state-of-the-art winery on the property so that each vineyard block could have its own dedicated vinification tank. The hospitality center, along with the expanded barrel hall, were completed in 2014. This is a really beautiful property.
Yeah, absolutely gorgeous.
And if you're in Napa Valley and you have the time, check it out.
It's so pretty that the paint color, or the white paint color of the building, the paint company named it after it's Larkmead White.
Yeah. Wow.
So like, if you get Larkmead White from these guys, that's, they made that, that shade of white for this, this winery. Stunning property. And yeah, huge, right in the dead center, north end of the valley. Really, really nice. And lovely. I mean, just really nice people there too.
So on the nose of this, I got roses, cranberries, and a little note of creme de menthe. On the palate, it was balanced by like earthiness and wooden tones, and it was just luscious. What did you think, Maury?
Well, thank you, Justin. I agree with much of what you said. I thought this was a lovely wine. I thought it had flavor hints that reminded me of a Pinot in that the rose petal.
That's America, where it's Pinot Noir.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's Pinot Noir.
The Pinot Noir.
Pinot Noir, whatever. Yeah, I agree with you. It smells like Pinot to me.
But it's a very enjoyable wine. I loved it. I thought it was delicious on the palate. It was mouth coating. It had some warm, bright spice, definitely some earthiness, definitely some forest, cedar, tobacco, medium finish. Really no flaws. I liked it quite a lot. Harm?
Yeah, I agree with you and Justin. The wine is really good. But if I ordered this and they told me it was Cab, I would say, you sent me a Pinot Noir. It tastes like... a warm climate Pinot Noir with all that rose petal. It tastes like Russian River Pinot Noir to me. Cinnamon and berries and Pinot Noir. You said forest floor. That to me is Pinot Noir, right? I can't believe this is Cabernet. I can't believe it. I get the cranberry.
It's a Cabernet for Pinot drinkers.
Yeah. This is super extracted Pinot like they do in Russian River Valley. But it's Cabernet. I think it's a great wine, but it threw me off completely. Tastes great.
Yeah, and it would be a great, a fun one to put in a blind tasting, because it would really throw you
off. Just to mess with your friends.
Yeah.
What do you think, Bob?
Like, he'd know what friends are. Come on, please.
I've heard that there's a thing called friend. What is love, Bob? What is love?
Remember
good what Blade Runner reference?
Like, yeah, remember Bart and Simpson and his dad were having that discussion about, you know, what's, son, what's more important, love or money? And he goes, money, Dad, I can always buy love. That's my boy. He's also the same guy who said nuts and gum together at last. So yeah, it's a lovely wine. It's a lovely, soft, round, very approachable. The nose is rose petals. Just ripe, plump red berries, red fruit. It's got a beautiful nose to it on the palate. It's got a certain earthiness to it. It's low on the tannin, but that earthiness comes out. There's definitely some cedar in there. I'm picking up like a pipe tobacco, an old leather. It's a lovely wine. It's an absolutely lovely wine. So, what more can you say? Just
enjoy, give it a rating, Bob.
Enjoy drinking it. So,
you give it a rating. I'm getting a little hint of caramel now on the nose as well.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're just hallucinating.
No, it's getting sweeter in the palate. It's getting sweeter in the glass.
Well, it's all that methamphetamine he does before he does the show.
I was thinking it was the ketones. He was a little ketotic today.
Yeah, I checked my sugar. We're good.
Well, we're going to be rating the 2019 Larkmead Firebell Napa Valley. Well-deserved three sips.
Interesting.
So let's move on to our next wine, which is the Larkmead Solari Napa Valley 2019. 100% Cabernet, 18 months, 78% New French Oak, 14.3% ABV. Again, beautiful, dark ruby color to it. It's got a nice edge to it. On the nose, I get cherries and plums. It's got a nice sort of vegetal, herbal edge to it. On the palate, let's see. On the palate, it's dark fruits, dried rose petal. It's got a nice tannin to it. It's mostly front palate on the tannin. Got a good coat to it. Really sticks to your teeth. Lovely wine. Absolutely lovely wine. What'd you think, Arm?
Oh, I wasn't listening to you. What'd you say?
Oh, no, yeah, no. Nobody listens to me. I'm used to it.
I think it's a great dark ruby. It's tons of cherry and raspberry on the nose at first. Then it goes black. There's dark fruit like plums. I get a little scorched earth on here and herbish herbs like grilled herbs and little scorched earth like the Russians retreating from Ukraine. And let's see. There's a hint of rose petal there as well. And I got cardamom on the palate.
Cardamom?
Dark fruit, little rose petal, cardamom.
What kind?
Green cardamom. Green cardamom and sweet oak on that palate.
Well, you know what it is? It's that herbal note that I'm getting. I think that's what you're picking up.
Yeah.
That's the green cardamom.
The husk and a little bit of the inside.
Yeah.
He's getting a little geeky with that.
And I thought the palate was a little watery. I think it could be more lush, but the palate's a little thin.
I think that's a good way to describe it. I was thinking that in the back of my head, looking for the right adjective. It's a little thin.
It's a little thin, but the flavors are there. The flavors are there. The palate's a little thin. The finish is medium. It's quite good.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think the wine has no flaws. I think it's well made.
Well, the flaw is thin.
Yeah. But it's a lovely wine. It's just a little bit thin. And I wouldn't call that a flaw. I would just say that the style is a little...
You're right.
Stylistically, it's a little bit thin for my liking. But nonetheless, I think it's very drinkable, very approachable. You would not be disappointed. Justin?
So I thought the nose was pretty fruit forward. I got a note of mesquite barbecue in it, which I don't rarely pick up in wine.
To me, it's not coming across as barbecue.
That was dinner last night. You didn't
wash your hands either.
Mustache and your beard.
It's the barbecue.
It's mission last night. I went with animals.
It is earthy. The finish is. It's a nice wine. I'd love it with some smoked brisket.
Oh yeah,
you'd love anything with smoked brisket.
Well, that's not untrue.
He doesn't drink water with smoked brisket. Come on.
He would. If there was enough brisket around, I could get him drink it with turpentine. You know,
I've seen him eat toe cheese with brisket.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm glad I don't hang out with you guys that much.
Yeah, he's shall we say special. So,
hey, I've been called worse.
Yeah,
just because he rode the short bus. Give him a break.
Yeah, it had good tinted windows, though.
Yeah, it had air conditioning, too.
Yeah, so, that, too.
Yeah.
The air conditioning worked better because it had less distance to
travel. Who's the fool now?
There's fewer kids in the small bus.
Yeah.
That's right.
Right. So I got there quicker.
All right, whatever. Do we give a rating for this, Bob?
We're going to be rating the Workmead Solari Napa Valley 3 sips.
One, two, three. Okay, good. Got it.
A one, a two,
a three.
A three.
Harm? I wake up. It's your turn.
Oh, yeah. It's your turn. How many licks does it take to the center of a Tootsie Roll Tootsie Pop?
If you were waiting for the opportune moment, that was it.
Mm-hmm. It's past us.
Our final wine of the evening, ladies and gentlemen, is the 2013.
The Nightshade's a mead wine.
Mm-hmm.
It's the 2013 Larkmead Solari Napa Valley. So we are doing a little vertical here.
Wait, 2013?
2013.
It's 10 years old.
Bring us some fresh wine. No more of this old stuff.
Yeah.
The 2013 is 95% Cabernet Sauvignon, 5% Petit Verdot. It is 14.9% ABV. The color is an inky black like my heart. It is ruby to the point of being...
Heart. You keep mentioning...
You keep using the heart. I don't think it means what you think it means.
No. All right. No. It's black like some sort of necrotic liver.
you know exactly what that is.
Not cirrhotic, necrotic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know what that is.
All right. The nose, it was blueberries. Blueberries, licorice, and violet. This is a very different wine from the previous one.
Well, I agree with you, but I must admit, the violet's there.
Blueberries? You don't get the blueberries?
Not so much.
Blueberry jam right here, man. Just come back to it. Give it a good swirl.
Oh, that was your toe jam that you ate this morning.
Oh, this is the blueberry jam, sir.
I just don't get the blueberries. I'm sorry.
Blueberry jam, black currants, a little bit. Licorice and violets. And now where the other one was thin,
I think
this is
blueberry jam stain on your shirt that you're smelling.
It's got a sugar craving.
Cedar, black fruit, leather, dark cocoa. This is the chewy tannins you were missing in the previous one. This is full-bodied. This is long and vibrant. It still tastes young, and it's still
got another miles 5 to 10 years. Yeah,
this has got miles to go. This tastes younger than the other wine, and yet it's 10 years old.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That 2013 vintage of this particular Napa Valley cab is so good. I don't even have any idea what this would cost, but if you see it under $400, you should just buy it. Just do it. Go for it, man. You know you can afford it. Looking at you, Justin. What do you think? What do you think?
I liked it a lot. I do think it drinks younger than the 2019. It's been the day of interesting opposites.
I can tell you when we were drinking it at the winery, it tasted even better. I can tell you that.
Yeah, it did. Yeah, or didn't it?
Wait, were they pouring for you for free?
No, yeah.
Anything that you drink at the winery always tastes better. 60
degrees, and it's just blue skies and the birds chirping.
Yeah, it's an absolute. If you're in Napa, I highly recommend you go visit. It is a beautiful property.
We had a great host. Yeah, it was a great day.
Gorgeous property.
Well, but I wasn't there.
Why don't you rub it in a little bit?
I'm not dropping names.
There's a reason you weren't
rubbing
there.
It in about my wonderful vacation. I'm telling you, the wine is good.
There's a reason you
buy
weren't
the
there.
Wine.
You were not invited on purpose.
Bob, no, what do you think about the wine without the nostalgia, sir?
It's a fantastic wine. And again, it's just to reiterate everybody else says, it's 10 years old and it still tastes so youthful.
Goes great with aged cheeses, walnuts, and fruits.
It is so.
This is so the one. This is the one I want your brisket with.
This is the one we've been waiting for all day.
It's so bright and it's so vibrant.
I would like a nice tomahawk steak we were talking about earlier off the air.
I got a place for you.
Let's do it.
Tomahawk Tuesdays.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, this with a nice, juicy, delicious steak, I think, is just about as good as life could possibly get.
Oh, yeah. Some cream spinach on the side.
Yeah, this is...
baked potato. Oh, good.
I mean,
I'm hungry.
They did a fantastic job with this wine. I don't think there's anything they could do to improve it other than send me another bottle. But other than that, just a lovely, lovely wine. It's just, it's remarkable how fresh it is, how fruit forward it is.
So we know the previous, the 2019 was 18 months in 78% new oak.
No.
Do we have any information about the 2013 at all?
No.
I'm willing to bet this spent longer than 18 months in oak. You looking that up, Mark?
Yeah, I'm looking, but I haven't found it yet.
Can't find it?
No.
Yeah, I think this spent may have spent longer time in oak. The wine is just, it's a different beast completely from the 19. So just, this goes to show you, kids, look for the vintages. They make a difference.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, and every year is different. You know, one's 100% cab, one's got a little something else blended into it. So every year
I'm not just talking about the blend, but you know, the weather makes a huge difference.
Oh, the weather makes all the difference.
Well, I think the vinification here may have been different as well, because I'm willing to bet this spent longer in oak. This is also 14.9% ABV.
I would agree.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we're gonna rate the 2013 Larkmead Solari Napa Valley a well deserved 5 sips.
Oh my goodness. Yeah.
And it's 5 sips because I don't have 6 on the board. So.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. This is a special wine. So
I've carried several Larkmeads before. I've never had the Solari. Yeah.
If you see this one, grab it.
Well, this I think is a little bit up from their regular cab.
Yeah, this
is their sort of singly vineyardy.
Oh, they've got several different expressions. So there's a lot of different
I've never seen this one in Florida. I can't wait to get it in.
Yeah. Yeah. Excellent wine. So yeah, this show was pretty fun.
Oh yeah.
You know, again, you know, we, anyway.
The night train's a mead wine.
Yeah. No night train express for us today. So, absolutely lovely wines.
From, no Mogan David?
From the valley.
MD 2020?
I like MD 2020.
Yeah, back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
Night train,
London. Got you through college.
Riuniti on ice.
Thank you for joining us, Justin.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah. Just going through my Mad Dog 2020 memories, but these were great ones.
Those aren't called memories. They're called nightmares. And thank you, Maury.
Thank you, Bob. Another awesome day in the basement.
Thank you, Arm.
Thanks, Bob. You know, the first time I threw up was Riuniti Cherry.
Thanks for sharing.
Was it worse going down? Well,
16 years old.
For Sip, Suds, and Soaks, this is Madman Bob. Thanks for joining us. Remember, life is too short to drink bad wine. And fortunately today, we didn't have to do that at all. So,
we hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone. Play podcast Sip, Suds, and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @sipsudsandsmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions,
and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
This has been a one-tan hand production of Sip, Suds, and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the Good Old Boys, will see y'all next time.